Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
You may have been reading the news during the week, and you probably saw on 6-1 News the other day as well there last week. A former Terenure College teacher and rugby coach, John McLean, for decades abused his position of trust and molested nearly 24 pupils, if not more, in a South Dublin school. Last Thursday, McLean, 76 years of age, of Casimir Avenue, Harold's Cross, Dublin, was sentenced to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges of indecently assaulting 23 pupils between 1973 and 1990. Some people would say 8 years just wasn't enough. Well, one of those pupils was Damien Hetherington, and Damien joins us on the air. Good afternoon, Damien.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Damien, I watched you on 6-1 News the other night. Clearly, you weren't elated, because it's not something you feel elated for. But the one thing that struck with me was that you said you had waited so many years for this to actually to get justice, I suppose. And, you know, when did you make your first complaint in relation to John McLean?
Well, I didn't, Niall, I didn't make it until 2017 when the rest of everybody else came forward.
And why was that? Was it a case of a lot of people feel that no one's going to believe me, or is that the reason why people wait so long, I suppose?
Well, I don't know. Number one, when it happens and you're that age, you're just starting to learn about life, and you're probably as a child wondering, is this part of it?
Yeah. Was it my own fault? Did I let you? Yeah.
I mean, I was only 12, 13 when it happened.
I know. Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Then you'd be afraid to say it to the other lads in school in case they'd be calling you all sorts of names, even though a lot of them probably had the same experience.
And what was, I mean, without being too cruel, a bit of, what was
his,
what was his MO like? I mean, did he get people on their own, or did he do it in a group? Or, I mean, what was his MO?
He did both. What he did to me, he did in the classroom.
Right.
And he pulled his gown around me. He used to always sit on the edge of the desk. He loved showing off his whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he'd always be walking around the class with his hand in the pocket, playing with himself more or less.
Yeah.
And what he did to me was, because I had a run-in with him over an essay that he didn't give me back. Well, not a run-in, I questioned him.
Yeah.
So, you know, he called me up to the front of the class and he sat me in between his legs and he put the gown. He always used to love to wear the gown.
Yeah.
You know, some of the teachers did them down there, you know.
Oh, I remember the gowns. I went to De La Salle College and I remember the gowns, And they had the big wide pockets, the big wide pockets on the gowns. Yeah.
I don't. And he wrapped that around me and spent 10 minutes pleasuring himself. But anyway, yeah. So maybe that was a kink of his doing it on front, you know, where he wasn't in plain sight, if you know what I mean.
But this is the thing, they had so much power, these people, that they didn't care who saw them. Do you know what I mean?
Terrified.
Because they believed they had so much power and authority that nobody would question. You know?
And I wasn't going to go home and say to my father, I don't know why, now, of course. Yeah. I mean, if that had happened to one of mine, I'd hope him to go, you'd expect it.
I don't tell you.
But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about your father, by the way, very affectionately, the fact that he worked his arse off, basically, to pay for your fees, you know, and, you know, that had a huge bearing on your education, but you didn't get to do your intercert at the time.
No. And he was a great man. He only died a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Sorry, dear.
My condolences to you.
Two of them went within 3 months. But anyway.
Yeah.
He took a lot of the lads then, as you've read in the reports. I mean, one friend of mine, he took him into the dressing room under the concert hall, we used to call it, where the plays would be on.
Yeah.
And he molested him there, but he wasn't the only one he did that to. And he wasn't the only one at it in there, too. You know, there was one particular fella in the junior school who there's a lot of investigation. He's dead since. But when I say the junior school, you went into the junior school after your communion. Ballyroan, I was, and so
For people who didn't know, it's Terenure College we're talking about here, of course.
But what I'm saying is, you went in there as the primary as well, like, you know.
Yeah.
And he was in the primary school, and he'd wait in the toilets in the morning. And some of us, you know, he'd be fondling you, and some of us kind of, as kids, we just thought, this is normal, I suppose, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, eventually...
This is a person of authority, and sure, who am I to question this? Yeah, yeah. And I understand how that can happen.
This particular priest was loved by all the mammies, including mine. And they wouldn't have believed a word of it, you know?
And did anybody... I mean, were their tongues wagging at the time? Because I remember when I was in the Christian Brothers school, there was priests or Christian Brothers who were notorious. And it seemed to be quite a common problem, particularly in Christian Brothers schools. And they were notorious. And everybody kind of knew. It was like some sort of... It wasn't even a secret. Everybody kind of knew, don't stand too close to him now. Or what was there stories like that about him?
Oh, absolutely. He was the top man there, himself and the other fella in the junior school were top. They stayed away from them. But you know yourself, as you just said, you'd often hear students saying that.
Yeah.
You know. But at the same time, there was great teachers and great priests in that school. It's like everything.
When we say there were great priests and great teachers, and the same in the school I went to, there was a few, as time went on, there was like, why didn't they do something?
I'm sure they're saying that themselves nowadays. I mean, nobody challenged it back, right? Yeah. Since the 80s. It was just like unspoken about. And if you know, unless you actually saw it, it was just all rumour. So, I mean, I wouldn't blame the teachers of the time who were probably, you know, they were in fear of authority themselves. A lot of them were young teachers that had just, you know, that weren't long there. He himself was a young teacher when he started there in 1966. When he did that to me, I mean, he's only, in the end of the day, he's only 15 years older than me, you know?
Yeah.
But there was a lot of young teachers there at the time. And then I used to hear people giving out about the Christian Brothers, and I often said to sexy people over the years, geez, you think they were bad? Sure, the Carmelites were just as bad, you know?
Oh, so, yeah.
But I also remember when a big story hit the headline about, it was a horrific, I forget what it was, but it was the Christian Brothers thing, as it started to come out. And I was out in questions and answers there one night in the audience, nothing to do with this, just happened to be there. And McCreevy was on the panel, he was Minister for Finance, he was Minister of Science, so he senior minister on the panel. And John Bowman, that was the very first question. John Bowman turned to him and said, what can you say about it? And McCreevy, and I always remember him saying, I said, he was right. He said, before I say anything, he said, I want to make a point that the Christian Brothers gave me and thousands like me a great education. But, of course, there was the bad apples and the violence and everything, you know, so they weren't all bad.
No. And they weren't all bad. Mind you, in the school I went to, and they weren't all sexually abusing children or anything like that, by any stretch of the imagination, but they were quite abusive in the way they thought. But in saying that, yes, we did get a good education. A lot of us did get a good education, but you got more than an education, unfortunately, and something that will stay with you for the rest of your life.
I'm not sure I was going out by the time I was 14 or 15.
I know. I was reading the report there and how it affected your life. And you know, for those who haven't read the report, you know, going forward in your life then as an adult, how did that affect your life when you thought back of, you know, what I suppose happened to you and you know, blaming yourself in some, as you said at the start, because you kind of thought, well, is that what's supposed to happen? You know what I mean? Because that's what authority does. How did that affect your life then?
Well, it affected me. I suppose as a young fella, you'd probably be wondering about your sexuality. Is this the way I'm supposed to be?
Yeah.
Which I wasn't. Confidence. I never had any confidence then.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe that I went on the telly there until tonight, and even on here with you. Well, I've been on so far, but confidence is a thing I always lacked.
Yeah.
I always reckoned, you know, I couldn't do this, couldn't do that.
Yeah.
He'd also, particularly that day that he did that to me, it was over an essay that we all had to write, and he told me how stupid I was and how dumb my one was, you know, and these things stick with you.
And are you kind of cautious of authority now, I suppose, in some way as well, because authority took advantage of you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't be a fan of authority.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to stand to that, but sure, it's played a big part in it.
Yeah.
When
you came forward, sorry for interrupting you, but when you came forward in 2017, when you came forward first, how was that handled then? Do you believe it was handled appropriately? Do you think you were believed at the time? And I mean, obviously there was a lot of cooperating stories, because obviously there was 23 individuals that came forward and gave evidence in relation to this particular individual. So do you believe that it was handled properly?
No.
Okay.
I believe the particular guard that took my statement and took statements from other people didn't handle it properly. In actual fact, he probably didn't handle it at all. He was 20 years there and he's been since transferred. When all the other cases came in and they realised, obviously, there was truth in this. And if it wasn't Niall, I don't know what your feelings are about Gemma O'Doherty, but she started the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. She wrote about it when nobody else would look at it, dare look at it. Yeah. I mean, as I said, I hate to use the expression again, but the dogs in the street were barking about.
Oh, absolutely.
Particularly McLean. And she wrote about it, and she contacted us, and some of us contacted her. And she encouraged us along. She mothered us along.
You know, fair play to her. Fair play to her.
And make the statements. And I would not have walked in the door of Turnure Garda station and made that statement.
And you know what? This is something that's replicated over the last 4 or 5 years, for example, in relation to Tune Babies. If it wasn't for Alison O'Reilly, the journalist of the Daily Mail at the time, we wouldn't have heard all those stories. And that wouldn't have got out into the open, and it would have been just dragged along and covered up and everything else.
What baffles me about that is any civilized country would have had that sealed off immediately.
Absolutely.
And the forensic teams would have been in, sealed off. And
you're thanking a journalist, of course, that Gemma O'Doherty would have been a journalist at the time and still is to this day. And she helped you and encouraged you and the other victims to come forward and to tell your story. And fair play to her. You know, she deserves the credit for that.
And she was there on Thursday, and I was delighted she was there on Thursday to see the culmination of her hard work.
Do you think 8 years was enough?
Well, no. But if you look at other fellas, as I said, I wouldn't have been surprised if he walked out the door. You look at some of the sentences, it's unbelievable. I won't say his name, but there's one particular judge that's famous for it. Mm-hmm. He's letting them off a suspended sentence. He's actually having fingers pointed at him on social media.
Yeah, well, I can't get into that on the air, Damien.
No, I
get it. Yeah. But in relation to the sentence, that what would be taken into consideration, I suppose, is the man's age. He was 76 years of age, and the argument is, Asher, he won't see the light of day because he may not live to get out of prison. But do you believe that when somebody is older, we even talked about this in the office earlier on today because we were talking about you, Damien, your ears must have been burning. But we were saying that when somebody's old, should that be taken into consideration at time of sentence? Because the argument is that 8 years to somebody who's 76 is very different to 8 years to somebody who's 25, because at 25 you've still your whole life ahead of you, even if you do 8 years in jail. Well, you won't do eight, you'll do six minimum or maximum. So should it matter how old somebody is?
I think that would nearly depend on the offence.
Yeah.
But certainly of an offence of this depravity.
Absolutely.
He should have at least got 8 years. And it's an awful thing to say, just because he is an old man.
No, I'd leave him there. I'd leave him there, lock the door and leave him there.
Yeah. For 1 second, for 1 or 2 seconds, I'm looking at him in the dock. And I had to nearly hit myself because I was nearly feeling sorry for him. Sitting there, a man of his years looked, you can imagine how he looked, apart from the age he is, for what he was going through, what he had been exposed. And for 1 or 2 seconds, now in my mind immediately, I kind of felt a bit sorry for him.
Did he seem remorseful, Damien, when you looked at him?
No,
he wasn't
remorseful whatsoever.
At any point, did he look at any of you at all with remorse?
No. Never looked in our direction at all. No, so.
And the charges were of indecently assaulting 23 pupils. That's 23 that we know about, of course. Between 1973 and 1990.
Yeah. And what I have to drive home to people, Niall, is come forward. I mean, who'd have thought 47 years? Yes, 47 years later.
To get justice.
He's paid to get justice. And I'm really, and over my years in driving the taxi at night and in Dublin, and I meet loads of people, and particularly when there's the rugby is on and that to be meet. And I've heard stories from lads in the car about others. Schools like Turner College, you know, they just like you said to me earlier on about one particular person, like, you know, there's one or two in every school.
I can remember the day I went into De La Salle College, and I was only 11 years of age, and I remember some of the lads, the other students who'd be in second and third year, and you kind of made friends with them very quickly, and they'd bring you along the way. You know, they give you all the tips and advice.
Yeah,
and there was always, keep an eye on him, stay away from him. Every day, when the bell goes, when everyone's going up and down the stairs, they purposely go up and down the stairs so they can have a feel. And I'm going, what? Ah, yeah, he's well known for it. And I'm going, it was kind of common in those days, which was awful. And you were almost prepared for that kind of carry on. And it was awful.
Yeah. And you talk about it for a minute, and then you just go on and talk about something else. Yeah. You know, it was kind of like it was there, and that was it. Deal with it.
I understand times were very different, but that was never acceptable, by the way. You know, sexual abuse is never acceptable, no matter what time it was. But the way we reacted to things like that was very different in those days.
Absolutely. I mean, things thankfully have changed enormously in the
absolutely.
Last 20 years,
thankfully,
you know? But I mean,
What made you come forward? I mean, you obviously waived your right to anonymity. And what made you want to do that?
I didn't really think about it.
Right, okay, you just said, I'm going to do this to make sure other people come forward too.
Paul Reynolds was extremely nice, very good. Paul Reynolds asked me when I was coming out, he said, do you want to talk? And I thought another few lads were going to talk anyway.
Yeah.
They didn't. But anonymity, that doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Yeah,
I thought it might afterwards. I thinking, geez, you know, that embarrassed my kids now and everything. But no, everybody has been unbelievably supportive. There's neighbours dropping in bottles of whiskey to me. People I hardly know around the neighbourhood. The amount of goodwill that I've got through Twitter and Facebook is unreal.
I know, the amount of support you've got.
It means an awful lot,
absolutely. Look, but people are behind you, and I watched you on the news the other night as well there on RT News, and it was great to see, you know, RT News were there doing the right thing, of course. Now, the Irish Times, of course, have contacted a couple of the school's prominent alumni, but none of them wished to comment on the abuse revelations. But I know the college themselves did put out a statement as well apologising, so, you know.
And then I went on to, I decided to go on to turn your college Twitter page, and I found I was blocked.
Oh, I heard about that. Now,
I don't know why.
I believe it was on my accident. They unblocked you, so maybe you don't.
That's what I was about to say. They've since unblocked. They said it was an error. I mean, why would somebody go in and search my name and block me after being on the news?
Yeah, well, that seemed to
be. With regards to the anonymity, anyway, again, if I was to walk out that door again today, I'd do the same thing. Because it's got to be said for other victims, for other survivors of this horrendous crime in schools all over the country, and it's not just public but private schools, fee paying schools.
Well, it seems to be more prominent in the fee paying schools, or maybe we're only hearing about it. Maybe those other children that weren't in fee paying schools haven't come forward and talked about anything.
They would have been trying to cover the fee paying ones up for long enough. They did cover them up, and let the Christian Brothers take the flag.
Yeah.
But at least this has hopefully opened some sort of...
And Damien, from your point of view, finally, does it help you to get on after 47 years and now getting justice, although not the justice that you probably could have got, maybe should have been longer, as I said, throw away the key, but do you think it helps you to move on a little bit with your life?
Well, it does, yeah. But, I mean, my life isn't out too bad. I'm not a rich man by any means. I'm just pottering along here. We all work two of the kids are still at home with me. There's no real pressure on. I never wanted, my means are very great. Wants are very small.
Yeah.
Life, you know. But it is nice to know that the justice is there and move on. But unfortunately, we're in a lockdown now. Can't even go and celebrate.
No, you can't. You can't.
And that's another thing now. We know that domestic abuse has spiraled during this lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
What about child abuse?
Absolutely.
There's plenty of that. Yeah. There's a lot more of that probably happening.
Yeah, because children are in the homes with the parents, maybe some of those parents who are abusive parents, and there's more opportunities now to be abusive.
And there's probably more drink taken because they're drinking
absolutely.
At home.
Absolutely.
The porn family guys, vodkas instead of a normal one or something like that.
Yeah.
And there's children in danger again because of this circus that we're going through.
Yeah, well,
for the last 12 months. But
it's not. It's every day. Unfortunately, we get to talk about it because there's some other part of that circus happens every single day. Listen, Damien, I wish you well,
I appreciate that,
and I hope it puts a bit of a full stop to the whole situation for you. But as I said, I agree with you. 8 years wasn't long enough. The key should have been thrown away at this stage after so many pupils being assaulted and decently assaulted by this man. Thank you very much indeed,
Damien. Can I just before I finish now, thank you for there's only two kind of radio stations I would listen to at the moment is yourself and Talk Radio in London, because at least you're giving the other side of the argument. I don't know how they haven't come down heavy on yet this stage, but regards what's going on at the moment with this COVID thing.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're a lifeline to so many people, because at least, whether they're mad or not, at least you're letting the others give their side, which, as we know, is not happening elsewhere.
Oh, well, look, there's some genuine people on the other side. There is some mad people on the other side.
Of course,
but yeah. The mad people are on both sides. Trust me, there's some mad people up there in Leinster House as well.
Right. Oh, believe me, I know.
Well, they're in a convention centre now. They're not in Leinster House anymore. Listen,
oh, that's right. Yeah. 25 grand a day or something.
Absolutely. Sure, get the rise soon.
My wife is working in the local Duns here, and she's been working since the start of it.
Yep.
You don't get it in Duns, apparently.
Oh, no.
Super Value or...
No.
I'm not blaming Duns, I'm just saying supermarkets.
Yeah, of course not. They seem to be immune to it for some strange reason. Listen, Damien, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you coming on the air. All right, and I appreciate the compliments as well. Thank you very much indeed. All right, there you go. Damien Hetherington, who was a victim of John McLean, who was jailed for 8 years. 8 years, he went, well, he'll see the light of day probably after 6, or maybe he'll go to the probation board and try and get out quicker than that as well. Anyway, he abused or was accused and charged of indecently assaulting 23 pupils between 1973 and 1990 in Terran Ure College. He's a former Terran Ure College teacher and rugby coach, and I'm sure there are many other people who have been victims of his listening today. Listen, thank you very much indeed to Damien, and thank you to Damien as well for waiving his right to anonymity, and so as other people can come forward as well.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.